弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次来一同寻求主的机会。
We thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek Him together.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
在你儿子所立的爱眼中，我们纪念了你的儿子，也来到你面前。
In the love feast which is set by your Son, that we have remembered your Son and we also come before you.
我们谢谢你所成就那荣耀的救赎。
We thank you for accomplish such glorious.
我们
And we thank you for that.
然后面里情绪听
听的 apart with all and
为着您都的都赞美，我们一同来到你面前，我们再一次靠你儿子耶稣基督的宝血来遮盖管制一切。
So as we come before you once again by the precious blood of your son Jesus Christ, may it be covering and also being rain of all things.
我们也求告神的全副军装为你的教会为众圣徒都穿上。
And we do pray that the full armor of God being put on for church and for each saint.
我们也求主你照着你所成就的、所应许的、无限量的圣灵浇灌在你的教会中，浇灌在圣徒里面身上。
And also according to what you have already accomplished and what you have promised, may the Spirit without measure be poured down upon your church and all the saints.
我们说的、翻译的、听的，都等候在你的面前。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear, we wait before you.
求你敞开天上的窗户，把你要向教会、向我们说的话，丰丰富富的、超过我们所求所想的，供应给我们。
Pray that you open up the heavenly window and pour down all the words that you would like to speak to your church abundantly, that surpassing what we imagine and ask for.
我们所盼望的，在聚集中不见一人，只见耶稣。
What we hope is that we see no one but Jesus only.
求你摸我们每一颗心。
Do touch each one of our heart.
求你大光光照我们到底，光照到我们里面。
May your great light shines into our hearts.
求你使我们灵魂身体都预备好，能够朝见你。
Pray that.Help our spirit, soul, and body be ready to meet you.
愿你的话带着你的显现，带着你的权柄，带着你的生命，带着你的同在，供应给我们。
May your words be provided to us with your power, your authority, your life, and your presence.
求你赐给我们超过我们所求所想的供应。
Do pray that your provision to us far exceeds what we ask.
我们再一次把荣耀敬拜的归给坐在宝座我们的救主荣耀的名。
Once again, we give all the glory, blessing, and power unto our Lord with the glorious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们一同看先看第一处的圣经，在以弗所书第六章从第十节到第二十节。
Let's look at the first place of scripture, Book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 20.
我还有末了的话， 你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his strength.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the panoply of God, that you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就的一切还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
此外，又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all this, having taken the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain that I might be bold in it as I ought to speak.
在这段话里面告诉我们，我们所面对的征战是一个特别让我们需要寻求主的一个情况。
So in those verses tell us that the warfare we face, that actually we need to specially seek after the Lord.
就是第十二节告诉我们，我们不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Verse 12 tells us, because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
第十三节就告诉我们，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切还能站立得住。
Verse 13, for this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
就是十二节告诉我们的情况，所以我们知道圣徒或者教会会处在这个磨难的日子，就是邪恶的日子。
So from the situation that tells us in verse 12,So we know that church and the saints will be under the wicked days, which are evil days.
但是就是在这邪恶的日子里面，教会或者众圣徒应当是抵挡仇敌，其实就是站立在仇敌面前。
But in such evil day that church and all the saints have to be against the enemy, which is to stand before the enemy.
那还要成就的一切，就是成就在这卷书里面所讲的，天上地上一切所有 都在基督里面同归于一。
And accomplish all things, which is that all things together in heaven and earth to be summed up, to head up in one in Christ.
而且神借着教会使天上执政掌权的今天就能够得知神百般的智慧。
And also God through church, so that the principalities and dominions in the heavenlies to know the God's manifold wisdom, which is through the church.
并且教会是基督的身体，基督的身体要满有基督长成的身量。
And church is the body of Christ, which should be fully mature, grown into the full stature of Christ.
就是在这样的情况底下，圣徒能够不再中仇敌一切的诡计，也能够长大成熟。
So it's even under such circumstances that the saints no longer fall into the tricks of the evil one and can be grown up, become mature.
到了第五章就告诉我们，教会要成为荣耀的教会，是能够水借着 Rhema 的话能够得着洁净。
So in chapter 5 tells us that church will become the fully mature church, which is to be cleansed by water and word of Rhema.
所以这个征战不是消极的，这个征战其实就是在征战当中，神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So this warfare is not passive, but it's during such warfare, therefore God's will can be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
所以在这样的情况中，我们要怎样祷告？没有一个人能够凭天然人会祷告的。
Therefore, under such circumstances, how shall we pray? There's no one can pray according to our natural man.
所以靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。并要在此警醒不倦，这是一个一生都在学习的功课。
Therefore, praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance, this is something that we have to learn our entire life.
那在第十七节告诉我们，我们在全副的军装底下，要戴上救恩的头盔，而且拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Verse 17 tells us, have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
戴上这个词，事实上它是接受的意思。
This word take actually means to accept.
所以在十七节告诉我们，就是说我们要接受救恩的头盔，同时也是接受圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话。
Therefore, in verse 17 tells us that we have to accept the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
所以圣灵的宝剑，神的话，不是我们用我们自己的方式来运用的。
Therefore, the sword of the Spirit, God's word, are not that we use according to our own ways.
这个 Rhema 的话，是因为圣灵这个圣灵从圣灵那里得着的。
Rhema comes from the Holy Spirit.
那这个呢，我们知道 Logos 的话，这个在希伯来书告诉我们，它是这个如同两刃的利剑，叫我们魂与灵、骨节与骨髓能够刺入破开。
The word of Logos, which it tells us in the book of Hebrews, that's the double-edged sword, which can be discerned of our spirit, soul, and also the bones and marrow.
那我们相信，在 Rhema 的话呢，就比这一个，比这个 Logos 的话，是做的更深、更透的工作。
Words of Rhema does deeper work than Logos.
那我们相信哈，我们对于神的话了解或者明白最少的、经历最少的，就是这个 Rhema 的话。
We trust that we actually experience and understand the least of God's words, which is Rhema.
可能我们口里会讲说，Rhema 的话、Logos 的话，我们也会好像有一点的说法，但事实上我们经历过多少 Rhema 的话，得着过多少 Rhema 的话，可能是一个很大的问号。
We might be able to explain a little bit about Rhema and Logos. However, how much we have accept, receive, and also experience Rhema, that might be a question.
那主耶稣自己告诉我们，他得着 Rhema 的话是怎么得着的？
Lord Jesus himself tells us how he received the words of Rhema.
你看在这个约翰福音第十四章第十四章第十节告诉我们。
Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 10 tells us.
他说我在父里面，父在我里面，你们不信吗？我对你们所说的话，这就是 Rhema 的话，不是凭自己说的，乃是住在我里面，住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words, which is Rhema, which I speak to you, I do not speak for myself, but the Father who abides in me, he does the works.
所以 Rhema 的话出现是在我们看不见的层面，有父神的工作，在基督里面的工作。
Therefore, Rhema, when it appears, there's an invisible part, which is the work of Christ.
所以这个是一个这是一个他 Rhema 化的一个实际，就是神天父在基督，在神的儿子里面那个暗中人看不见的工作。
So the reality of Rhema is that there's this work, that invisible work of Father that's doing within Christ.
那这是在主耶稣身上的，那在我们身上呢，那就是我们需要住在基督里面。
So that's the work done in Christ in the Lord, but upon us we shall abide in the Lord.
就是十五章约翰福音十五章第七节说，你们若藏在我里面，就是住在我里面，我的话就是 Rhema 的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
John 15 verse 7, If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall come to pass to you.
所以如果我们没有这个住的实际 Rhema 的话，我们的经历恐怕就不太有机会。
Therefore, if we do not have the reality of abiding, then it will be hard for us to receive words of Rhema.
而且这 Rhema 的话呢，它是从天上来。
Also, Rhema comes from heaven.
这你可以从约翰福音第三章去看见。
So we can see that from Gospel Book of John chapter 3.
而且 Rhema 的话呢，它是带着神的能力出现的。
And Rhema actually comes with the power of God.
这也是在这个约翰福音告诉我们。
That also tells us from Gospel Book of John.
而且 Rhema 的话呢，里面是蛮有神的生命的。
And Rhema actually is full of life of God.
所以它不是一个空话。
So it's not just some empty words.
它也不是一个辖制人的东西。
And not something that can try to control man.
它是有基督的生命，有神的生命在里面。
For that comes with the life of Christ, the life of God.
而且 Rhema 的话是永远的。
And Rhema is eternal.
所以它里面含着永远的生命。
Therefore, it has eternal life.
而且 Rhema 的话呢，是带着光的，就是神是光，那个光呢可以照在人的黑暗里面，把人从黑暗中拉出来的。
And Rhema also has light, which is God is light, and therefore that's able to deliver people out from darkness.
Rhema 的话也是神托住万有的那个有能力的话。
And Rhema also is the words of power that God sustains all things.
而且我们知道在希伯来书第十一章告诉我们，这 Rhema 的话呢是神用来装备每一个世代的那样的话。
And also in book of Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that Rhema are the words that God uses to equip the generations.
更叫我们意外的，你就发现在新约里面提到 Rhema 的话，他所提到的重点就是告诉我们基督的所事就是 Rhema 的所事。
So what's even more surprising is that the Rhema in New Testament tells us who Christ is.
你看主耶稣降生是这个事，那个不但是预言，而且是他实际就降生。
So when talk about Lord Jesus' birth, it's not only a prophecy, but he actually was born on earth.
主在地上他行走的时候应验的这个神已经在旧约众先知所说的话，那个是 Rhema 的话。
When our Lord Jesus walked upon the earth, as he fulfilled all those words being prophesied by the prophets in the Old Testament, that's Rhema.
主耶稣来地上，他要被钉十字架，他要受苦，他要被挂在十字架。这个件事情的成就是成为一个 Rhema 的话的一个实体。
The accomplishment of our Lord came upon the earth and also he would be crucified on the cross and suffer. All these become the reality, the fulfillment of Rhema.
所以 Rhema 的话是神借着他的儿子基督，神的基督把神的见证带到人当中。
Therefore, Rhema is through the Christ of God and the testimony of Christ that the testimony of God that's been brought to earth.
那神也借着这个被基督被神的儿子所救赎回来的那个基督的见证，基督的生命在他里面成为那个成为就是成为 Rhema 来带出见证出来。
So through those who are being saved by Christ, the testimony of Christ in them and the Rhema actually brought out the testimony.
所以这很清楚地告诉我们。神的话或者 Rhema 的话没有人可以用自己的方法来运用。
So therefore it clearly tells us that God's words, Rhema, there's no one can use it according to our own ways.
所以为什么在以弗所第六章说我们是要接受圣灵的宝剑，也就是我们这个人要成为一个状态，能够圣灵能够把他的宝剑把他 Rhema 的话给我们。
So that's why in Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that we have to accept the sword of the Spirit, which is we have to be under the right condition so the Holy Spirit can give us his words, Rhema.
所以这就是告诉我们说我们 要非常的注意自己跟神的那个真正的关系和真正的光景。
So this tells us that we have to pay much attention to our relationship and condition with God.
因为我们是处在邪恶的日子底下，是仇敌有各种的诡计底下。那如果我们接受的能力这个缺乏了，那我们是落在何等的危险和何等的黑暗里面。
For as we are in the evil day and also under the power of darkness, therefore, if we lack the ability to receive, then we fall into such a condition of darkness.
所以这是我们需要能够被神的话能够提醒的。
So that's something we need to be reminded by God's words.
那我们也可以看看主耶稣他在公开侍奉之前他先受魔鬼的试探。
And we also see that our Lord, before his public ministry, he first being tempted by the devil.
所以以弗所所讲的并不是主耶稣没有经历过，主耶稣他已经经历过，但是他是得胜的。
Therefore, what's being mentioned in the book of Ephesians is not that our Lord has not experienced. He has experienced it, but he has overcome.
好，我们读一下马太福音第四章的这个诅咒试探的部分。
So let's read the part Matthew chapter 4, the part that our Lord being tempted.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
Then Jesus was carried up into a wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil.
他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。
And having fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he hungered.
那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And the tempter coming up to him said, if thou dost be son of God, speak that these stones might become loaves of bread.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But he answering said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which goes out through God's mouth.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。
Then the devil takes him to the holy city and sets him upon the edge of the temple.
他说，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
And says to him, if thou be son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give charge to his angels concerning thee, and on their hands shall they bear thee, lest in any wise thou strike thy foot against a stone.
耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Jesus said to him, it is again written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
Again the devil takes him to a very high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
And says to him, all these things will I give thee, if falling down, thou wilt do me homage.
耶稣说，撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Then says Jesus to him, get thee away, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt do homage to the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou serve.
于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来侍候他。
Then the devil leaves him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him.
我们知道主耶稣受试探之前，他先在约旦河受了浸。
We know that before our Lord Jesus was being tempted, he has been baptized in River Jordan.
按着他是神的儿子，他其实不需要受浸。
According him being the Son of God, he actually did not have to be baptized.
但是他实在是来要为我们的罪被挂在十字架上，所以他站在人的地位上，他去受浸。
But truly because he came for our sins to be crucified, to be hanged on the cross, and therefore he stayed in the position of man to get baptized.
然后受浸之后，他被圣灵大大的充满，圣灵住在他里面，但是他也被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
After he got baptized, he was being filled by the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit dwelt in him, but at the same time, he was being led by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil.
那这里提到魔鬼、撒旦，总共有三个方面的词。
Here mentions devil, Satan, there are three different, different phrases.
第一个就是魔鬼。魔鬼其实它的意思就是原文是来自于它是被摔出来的那个。
So first is the devil. The original means the one being cast out.
他就是被神从神宝座前，神的那个跟神的同，就是神的至高者的那个宝座前摔出来的。
He was being cast out from the throne of the Most High God.
他没有资格持续能够站在神的宝座前。
He is not qualified to stand before the throne of God consistently.
所以魔鬼他对于所攻击的对象，他也是要攻击那跟神有正常关系的，他要切断人跟神的关系。
So the object of the devil's attack is that he would like to attack those who have the normal relationship with God. He would like to cut off the relationship with God.
不但如此，这里呢还说的他是撒旦，撒旦是抵挡的意思，就是做神的对头，做神的敌人。
And also his name is Satan, which is the adversary of God.
所以魔鬼不但是这个没有资格站在神面前，他还做神的对头，神的敌人。
So therefore, not only that devil is not qualified to stand before God, but he's also against God, the adversary of God.
那他也要把这个被他控制的人，被他引诱的人，做成与神敌对，成为神的敌人。
And also, Satan would like to make those who are being controlled by him to become adversary against God.
我们知道在教会初期的时候，这个亚纳尼亚、撒菲拉啊，他们呢卖了房子，卖了田产，保留了一部分，但是却说他们是全然奉献给神，带到教会来。
We know that in the beginning of a church, that Ananias and Sapphira, they have sold their field, their property. However, they kept some part, but they tell others that they have offered up all of those.
彼得在圣灵的启示，在圣灵的工作中说，这为什么撒旦充满你的心？
Under the revelation and the work of the Holy Spirit, Peter said that, why does Satan fill your heart?
就你不是欺哄神，你不是欺哄人，你是欺哄神了。
You are not deceiving man, but you're deceiving God.
所以这个魔鬼撒旦他会做敌对神的工作。
Therefore, the devil, Satan, does the work that's against God.
但是他在这个蒙恩的人身上，他在主身上，他就做试探的事情。
But before those who are being saved by grace, and also he does the work of temptation on the Lord.
那主被带到旷野，他禁食了40天，40昼夜，那就饿了。我想40天。没有多少人可以有这样的能耐。
Our Lord was being led to the wilderness and have fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Afterward, he hungered. I think that if someone does not eat for 40 days and 40 nights, nobody will be able to bear.
饿了最基本的需要就是能够把这个饿解决，就吃饱了就算数。
So when someone is hungry, then that must resolve the basic need.To be fed.
但是魔鬼呢，他在这个试探的时候，他知道主现在是站在人的地位上，但是他却说，你如果是神的儿子，你可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
When the devil tempts our Lord, as the devil knows, our Lord is now standing in the position of the Son of Man. However, he tempted the Lord, saying, "If thou be the Son of God, then speak, tell those stones become loaves of bread."
但主耶稣的回答是，他坚定站在人的地位上。他说，人活着啊，他特别讲，不是神儿子活着，是人活着，不是单靠食物，那也是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But our Lord replied as he stands firmly on the position as a man. He replied that man.Shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which goes out through God's mouth.
所以这里提醒我们哈，魔鬼对人的试探，其中有一个情形，他会叫你不站在你当站的神给你的位置上，那个当站的位置上。
Therefore, it reminds us that the devil's temptation will make man not to stand in the position which we shall stand.
就好像我们很多蒙恩的基督徒，应该是站在神儿女的地位上来面对我们所经历的事情，但是我们常常会发现，我们呢要求恩典的时候，我们是这个说我们神的儿女，但是呢我们遇到情况的时候，我们呢就好像不是神的儿女了。
Just like many God's children, that we shall stand as when we face graceWe stand in the position as the children of God, but when we face many circumstances, we no longer stand in such a position which we shall stand.
所以主在这里回答说，人活就是生命的活，和有生命的活力，或者说是有，这一面讲的好像是肉身生命的活力，但一面也讲到说，人如果要得着永生生命的活力，不是靠着地上的食物。
So on the one hand, the Lord says that man should not live by bread alone. On the one hand, is to live, as to have life, but at the same time, is to receive this eternal life. It's not by the bread alone.
所以他说是靠神口里所出的话，也就是说，这虽然是旧约说过的话，但是神在圣灵在与主同在当中，在主里面的工作，让他用这个话来让撒旦让魔鬼这个闭嘴。
Our Lord says that by every word which goes out through God's mouth, that is through the work of God that has done in our Lord Jesus, that what our Lord says could shut the mouth of the devil.
好，这个禁食四周年，这个是一个基本需要啊，我们已经饿得受不了啊，这个基本需要。但是呢，主是怎么样说？就是在面对最基本需要的时候，还是什么？还是因为神口里所出的话来决定我们怎么样活在神面前。
To fast for 40 days and 40 nights, that's already the basic need. But our Lord, even facing the basic need, we still need to live by every word that goes out through God's mouth.
好，常常我们会用这个理由，就是说，因为我有基本需要，所以呢，我这个时候得罪神呢，我这个时候不照神的旨意啊，这是理所当然的。但是主却不是这样。
Often we say that because we have to fulfill our basic needs, and therefore at this time, in order to fulfill the need, it's okay for us to be against God and also against God's will. However, that is not so.
那第二个方面呢，主就被带到殿顶上，然后呢，魔鬼呢就用一句话，这是圣经的话，他说主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
And the next is that our Lord being brought up to the edge of the temple, and the devil used God's word to say that he should give charge to his angels concerning thee, and on their hands they shall bear thee, lest in any wise you strike thy foot against a stone.
在这个试探里面，他还是要把主这个引到不站在他已经站在人子的地位上，他要把他转回去，站在神儿子的地位上。
So in this second temptation, again, the devil would like to turn our Lord from standing in the position as the Son of Man back to be the Son of God.
所以这里似乎提醒我们，魔鬼对于神儿女的试探，或者类似的试探，可能不会只有一次，可能会很多次。
So here reminds us that the devil's temptation to God's children might not just be once, might be many times.
然后呢，他又用神的话，这是诗篇九十一篇里面的话，然后呢，就叫主耶稣说：“你跳下去啊，因为神的话这样说过了。”
And the devil uses the words in Psalm 91, and he say that you can cast yourself down, for you are the because you are the Son of God.
这里很简单的情况，就是魔鬼他用神的话叫我们这些。或者叫主耶稣，或者叫我们这些属于神的人呢，用自己的方式来运用神的话。
So here simply is that God uses the devil uses God's words to make us to use God's words to fit our own situation.
我记得在三十多年前，有一群弟兄姊妹去为一个生病的那个老姊妹祷告。
I remember more than 30 years ago that there's a group of brothers and sisters to pray for an elderly sister who's been ill.
那些去为那老姊妹祷告的弟兄姊妹呢，都是算是比较有追求的，对于圣经的话也都是愿意就是说去读的。
Those brothers and sisters who went to pray for the elderly sister are all those who have pursued after God's words.
但是在那个祷告里面呢，就发生一个情况。
But a situation happened during those time of prayers.
就是呢，大部分的弟兄姊妹都好像把圣经的话他背过的话，然后就用出来为这个老姊妹 祷告，希望他身体能够，因为有这些火，我们用这些话祷告，所以这些，所以这个祷告的结果呢，神呢就一定要听我们这个我们所带出来的话来成就，来医治他。
So most of the brothers and sisters used the words from the Bible which they have memorized to pray, and it was as if through those prayers, so the Lord must listen and result in what those words said.
但当中呢，有一个弟兄呢，就从头到尾都觉得好像神不是这样子。
But one of the brothers among them felt that it does not seem so.
但是他也不能说什么，因为神没有跟他说什么。但是他心里面明明的感觉就是说，这些所祷告的，神可能不会这样做。
Although he did not say anything because God did not ask him to say anything, however, he felt that actually God might not accomplish all those prayers.
那个弟兄就把这样的一个感觉呢，一直放在心里面，到底是这些弟兄姊妹努力这样祷告的这个祷告是神要做的呢，还是他里面要有个感觉，就是不是完全不是这样，那哪一个是对的呢？
So this brother has placed this feeling in his heart, which is whether are all those prayers, are they really what God will accomplish, or is actually not what God will do?
两个多礼拜以后就答案就出来了。
So after 2 weeks, the answer came out.
那个老姊妹被主接走了。
The elderly sister was being taken by the Lord.
那显然这就是说，弟兄姊妹声嘶力竭的那样的祷告，神根本就没有回应。
So obviously that although brothers and sisters pray so hard, however God did not answer them.
所以神的话不是交给我们自己运用的。
Therefore God's words is not for us to use them in our own ways.
是圣灵，是神。他在需要那个，就是需要什么时候，什么需要什么话能够出来的时候，圣灵会把那个话给那个能够接受到圣灵引导的人，把话给他的。
That is, the Holy Spirit gives the words to those who accept His guidance at the right time and right moment.
但是魔鬼试探主耶稣就用这个方法，就是说圣经上说过了，那你就照圣经上说过的，你就跳下去呀。
But the devil tempted the Lord this way that the Bible has already mentioned, therefore you can cast yourself down according to the Bible.
那主怎么回答呢？
So how did the Lord answer him?
主就说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
The Lord said,And this again written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
也就是说，主是跟天父，他是有一个活的，有一个融洽的，有一个非常密切的、亲密的关系。
That is, our Lord has a very living, harmonized, and also intimate relationship with Father.
就是说，他不会用神的话来试验一下神到底是不是信实的。
He does not use God's words to tempt God whether he is faithful or not.
这是今天有很多基督徒用这样的方式来所谓的信靠神。
Today there are many Christians use this way to try to trust God.
甚至有时候说神的话这样都说了，我们就一定要这样做。他不管圣灵或者神是不是在那个信的人里面有没有工作。
And sometimes they even say that because God says so, therefore we must do this way, but they do not care whether the Holy Spirit has done work in the person's heart or not.
我们知道主耶稣在要被钉十字架的时候，钉十字架之前，他在受这个审问的时候，
We know that before our Lord was crucified on the cross, when he was being judged.
他在被审问的时候，很多人 用假的见证，很多人攻击他，用各种的方式羞辱他。
Many people use false witness or mock him or put him to shame using all kinds of ways.
但是主为什么一句话都不说？
But how come our Lord did not say a word?
主是不是很懦弱？一句话都不说。
Is our Lord so weak that he does not say a word?
其实我们看主怎么样得着话，就知道那个时候神在他里面没有给他话。他就不需要回答这些不切实际的东西。
So, as we know that how our Lord answered people is that at that time, God did not give our Lord any words. Therefore, he did not have to reply all those things that are not in reality.
所以他面对这些毁谤、这些污蔑、这些一切的为他那些不实的控告，他一句话都不回。
So therefore, when he faced all those false accusations and all those blasphemes, actually he did not reply a word.
我们知道帮助尼托森弟兄很大的何寿恩姊妹也曾经遇到过类似的情况。
We know that Sister Margaret Barber, who has greatly helped our brother Nee, that she also faced similar situation before.
他曾经很严重的被人误会，就是那些很伤害他的话，但是他一句都没有回应他。
She has once been greatly misunderstood, mistaken greatly by others, but she did not reply at all.
等到他有机会回到他最早在一起的弟兄姊妹当中的时候，那其中有人问他说，就是到底怎么回事，他还是不讲。
So as she returned to those, to be with those brothers and sisters who she originally served with, then a brother asked her what happened. She did not say a word.
那好像是那个弟兄最后是用，主的权柄吩咐他把他说出来，他才因为顺服主的缘故，才告诉他们说，事实上不是那些外面所传的那个样子。
Because at the end, that brother used the authority of God to ask her, to command her to tell what happened. So therefore, she mentioned that what happened was not what other people mentioned.
所以不看而试探主你的神，这是一件很基本的功课，你知道。但是我们常常可能就不知不觉，我们已经是落在试探神的情况底下，或者在个人生活中，或者在教会侍奉中。
Therefore, it is a very basic lesson that we should not tempt the Lord our God. However, sometimes we, without us realizing, we fall into the situation we tempt the Lord in our daily life or also in our services.
因为主如果照着魔鬼所建议的去做的话，那主跟天父的交通就错乱了。
So if our Lord does what devil suggests him to do, then our Lord's relationship with God will be disordered.
那所以如果我们是落在这样的情况底下，那我们得不着主的引导，这也是理所当然的。
So if we fall under such condition, then of course we will not receive the guidance from the Lord.
那看看这样，就是经过这两层的这个试探，魔鬼看没有办法。魔鬼就干脆，我就直接的来说，怎么样？你看，这个世上的万国和万国荣华，多么好，多么棒啊！
So after those two temptations, the devil realized he could not fulfill what he wants. So finally, he directly tells the Lord that you see all those kingdoms of the world and their glory.
你只要俯伏拜我一下，统统都是你的。
You just have to fall down to worship me, then all these things are yours.
这个是魔鬼很邪恶的方法。
This is the very evil way of the devil.
但事实上也暴露出怎么样，宇宙中最大的一件事情就是敬拜，就是对至高神，对独一的真神的敬拜。这个魔鬼撒旦他要抢夺这个神当得的敬拜。
But this also exposes the greatest thing in the whole universe is the worship to God, which Satan, the devil, is trying to snap away this worship.
所以你会看哈，就是连地上的政治也是这样，啊，那些有些看着就非常聪明的人，而且是念最好的学校的人，而且是这个，但是他就是说他在人看起来都是顶最最优秀的人，但是为着他要得着这个。地上的好处，或者像万国万国的荣法，地上的政治，所以他就什么就去拜偶像，然后呢，他拜，然后他为着要选票就去拜，就是类似这种情形。
It is so similar as the politics in the whole world that even the elite and all those who graduate from the best school, in order to receive the votes, so they actually worship idols.
你知道我们在年轻的时候哈，我有的朋友他对音乐哈非常的怎么样，非常的投入啊，他可以说哈每一个礼拜出什么新的专辑他一定是第一个去买的，所以他家里多得不得了，他对那个流行音乐熟悉得不得了。
When I was young, that one of my friends was so into popular music, so therefore whatever new songs came out, he bought them, so he has all kinds of CDs at home.
那个时候我也跟他听了不少音乐，但是我都是被动听的，不是主动的。
So back then, I also had to listen together with him.
但是哈，后来逐渐知道，原来很多那些什么排行榜第一名的，很多后面都是拜撒旦的，都是魔鬼控制的，黑暗势力控制的。
But later on, I realized that all those songs that have the top one on the list actually are being controlled by Satan, and also they are all idol worshippers.
那但是主回答说了，他说撒旦，退去吧。主根本就不理会他，他说当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
So our Lord replied to him, say that, get thee away, Satan. You should do homage to the Lord thy God, and him alone shall thou serve.
在希伯来书第一章告诉我们，神的儿子来到地上，他所完成的恢复的第一件事情就是，神的使者或者所有一切受造者都要敬拜主。就是恢复是一个恢复，就是敬拜。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 1 tells us that our Lord come upon the earth, the first thing he would like to restore is to restore worship.
所以如果我们在于敬拜神这件事情上不能够照神所悦纳的实际去敬拜的话，其实我们的侍奉也是在神面前不会被神悦纳的。
So therefore, if we are not able to worship God according to what He would like us to worship, then therefore our service is also not according to His will.
所以魔鬼他要打乱人跟神的那一个该有的正常的关系。
So therefore, the devil would like to distract all those normal relationships that's between man and God.
好，那我们再来看这个对于这个 Rhema 的这个亲身的经历。
So let's look at the actual experience of Rhema.
我们先看这路加福音第五章一段话。
Let's look at Luke chapter 5.
耶稣站在格尼撒的湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。
And it came to pass as the crowd pressed on him to hear the word of God that he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret.
他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船，洗网去了。
And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen having come down from them were washing their nets.
有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开。稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。
And getting into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and he asked him to draw out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the crowds out of the ship.
讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
But when he ceased speaking, he said to Simon, draw out into the deep water and let down your net for a haul.
西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。这个话是 Rhema 的话。
And Simon answering said to him, Master, having labored through the whole night, we have taken nothing, but at thy word, which is Rhema, I will let down the net.
他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开。
And having done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke.
便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就把鱼装满了两只船。甚至船要沉下去。
And they beckoned to their partners who were in the other ship to come and help them, and they came and filled both of the ships so that they were sinking.
西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前，说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
But Simon Peter, seeing it, fell at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord."
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。
For astonishment had laid hold on him and on all those who were with him at the haul of fishes which they had taken.
他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”
And in like manner, also on James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon, and Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not; henceforth thou shalt be catching men."
他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从的耶稣。
And having run the ships on shore, leaving all, they follow him.
在这段话里面，众人所听见的。跟彼得所听见的是不一样的。
In those verses, what the crowd heard is different from what Peter heard.
众人所听见的是 Logos 的话，是有原则性，是这个有组织的话。
So the words that the crowd heard are Logos, which is with principle and organized.
但是彼得所听见的呢，是 Rhema 的话。
But what Peter heard was Rhema.
啊，而且呢，对彼得是最大的一个挑战，就是他是打鱼的，他不但是打鱼的，他还刚刚整个晚上打了一个晚上的鱼，什么也没打到。
And the greatest challenge to Peter was he was a fisherman and he labored all night but caught nothing.
所以也就是说在彼得最专门的那一个方面，耶稣神的儿子基督向他说话。
So it's at what Peter's expertise that Christ, the Son of God, spoke to him.
说开到水深之处下网打鱼。
Draw out into the deep water and let down your nets for a haul.
所以你看彼得马上就抱怨，他说：“夫子啊，我整夜劳役，没有打着什么，你要下网。”
So Peter complained that Master, having labored through the whole night, we had taken nothing. Then, but by your words, I'll let down the net.
他说：“但依从你的话，我就下网。”
But by your words, I will let down the net.
所以彼得他在下网的时候，是他很不愿意下网的时候。
So actually, when Peter let down the net, he was unwilling.
彼得做这个下网的事情，是他专业上他觉得违背他的专业知识，违背他的专业的这个经验。
So when he let down the net, he felt it was against his expert knowledge.
啊，今天我们都相信专家了。我们甚至相信专家，相信到一个地步，主说什么呢，我们就不在意了。
We all trust experts today, so we trust the experts to such a point that we do not pay attention to what the Lord says.
甚至教会在面对重要决定的时候，不是 真正的好好的寻求主，不是从主那里得着 Rima 的话，不是从主那里得着有效的引导，我们只要相信专家就可以。
And even to the point when church makes very critical decisions, we are not seeking the Lord, but we only trust in the experts.
这个是全世界都面对这个的同样的现象。
That's the condition that the entire world is facing.
但是彼得他留一个机会给主。
But Peter has saved an opportunity for the Lord.
他说，但依从你的话，我就下网。
But because by thy word, I will let down the net.
这是违背我的专业经验，这是违背我的专业知识，这是违背我专业的这个专家的这个情况。但是主你说了，好吧，我就做吧。
Even though this is against my expert knowledge or experience, however, because Lord, you said it, so therefore I'll do it.
所以下面是跌破专家眼镜的一个结果。
So the result actually surprises the experts.
所以他们下了网，圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便呼召那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。
Having done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke, and they begotten to their partners who were in other ships to come and help them, and they came and filled both the ships so that they were sinking.
如果我们在我们最擅长、最专门的那个方面被主这样的对付一下，会被主这样的就是这样经历主一下，你会有什么感觉啊？
How would you feel if we are being dealt with by the Lord in our expertised areas?
这对我们跟主的关系是叫我们跟主疏远了呢，还是跟主关系会更好的建立呢？
Will it make our relationship with the Lord become more distant, or we draw closer to the Lord?
你知道 Rima 的话是很厉害的话。
You know the words of Rima are so strong and powerful.
Rima 的话不会辖制人，但 Rima 的话会叫人扑倒在主面前，扑倒在神面前。
Rima will not control people. However, Rima will make us bow and prostrate before God.
如果是魔鬼的话，魔鬼就用话来控制人、辖制人。圣经这样说，所以你要这样做，就是逼着你非做不可。
If it's the words from the devil, then those words will be controlling people. They will say that because the Bible says this way, therefore you must do it.
但是主耶稣，因为神在他里面告诉他说，现在可以叫彼得去下网打鱼，把水开到深的地方，就一定能够打到鱼。
But our Lord, because God within him says that now you can tell Peter to draw the boat to the deep water and haul the net and to catch fish.
彼得很不情愿，但是感谢主，他还是做了。
Peter was very unwilling, but thank the Lord, he still did so.
不晓得我们有没有类似这样的经历啊？
We do not know if we have such a similar experience.
在我们觉得最不可能、最不可思议的情况底下，主吩咐我们最不想做的，但是的确我们确实知道这是出于主的，这的确是 Rima 的话，我们顺服的主。
In such circumstances which we are so unwilling to do so, however, the Lord commands andAfter we obey the Lord, we know that is truly Rima. We obey him.
彼得在这个情况底下，主不需要吩咐他说，你跪下，你知道我是谁，你跪下。主都不需要做任何的表态。
Under such circumstances, our Lord did not even have to tell Peter that, you have to kneel down because of who I am. The Lord did not have to expose himself.
彼得被这样的深深的击打一下，震撼了一下。他一来到主面前， 他自然腿就软了，他就跪下来，他说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
As Peter was so shocked and also under such great impact, he immediately that he fell down on his knees before the Lord and saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man."
所以彼得是不听他，他认为他没有好好的听主的 Rima 的话，他知道他得罪主了。
Because Peter did not listen to the Rima of the Lord, therefore he knew that he sinned against the Lord.
而且不但如此，就是连雅各和约翰也是一样。
And not even that, even James and John were this way.
所以这个时候经历的不是只有彼得一个人，还有彼得同船的人，还有雅各、约翰跟他们在一起的人。
So it was not only Peter experienced this, but also those who were on the same ship, also James and John and those who were with them.
但是主却安慰彼得说，不要怕。啊，他说不要怕，为什么呢？从今以后你要得人了。
And our Lord comfort Peter, say that, fear not, henceforth thou shalt be catching men.
得人这个字很特别哈，这个字呢，出现在新约只出现两次。这个字呢，简单的翻译就是活捉人，活活的把人捉住。
So this word catching is very unique. It only appears two times in the New Testament. Simply speaking, this means to take men alive.
也就是说，彼得在经历这件事情，彼得因为主耶稣给他 Rhema 的话，他被主耶稣抓住了。
So that means because Lord has given Peter Rhema, and therefore after he has experienced, he's been captured by the Lord.
他对于神的儿子，对于基督，有一个全新的，从来没有过的认识。
He has a brand new knowing of Lord, of the Son of God Christ.
因为他被主抓住了，因为他对神的儿子，对基督的认识被开启了，而且这个是人没有办法做的那种不可跨越的那种跳升的。
For because he's been captured by God and also his knowing of the Lord has been completely opened up, which surpasses what man's hand can do.
所以在彼得身上，这个 Rhema 的话，神的这个能力的话，在他里面是深深的进到他人的最深处。
So therefore, in Peter, word of Rhema, which is with the power of God, goes into his depths.
到一个地步，他可以在服侍主的时候，把人带到主面前，能够他说你要得人的，就是为主得人，使人能够归向主，能够真正的跟主的关系建立起来。
So that is to such a point that when he served the Lord, that he's able to catch man means that he's able to establish man's relationship towards God.
他是亲自被主抓住，被主震撼，被主整个更新了，所以到一个地步，等到他来照主的心意服侍的时候，他可以把人带到这位救他们，并且是要成全他们的主面前。
Himself has been captured by the Lord and such great impact to the point that when he served the Lord, he's able to bring people to be before God.
所以这里一个很实际的一个问题，就是说如果我们要为主得人的话，我们需要先问一个问题，我们有没有为主，我们有没有被主得着。
So if we would like to capture man for the Lord, first we have to ask whether we are being captured by the Lord or not.
还是我们只是像世界上的这些属地的属人的东西，我们只是把人抓到这个一个社团里面，抓成一个群体，但是跟神根本就没有建立任何关系。
Or whether we are just like the worldly things that we just take people into an organization, but we do not help them to establish relationship with God.
或者是像彼得，他被神，他被主抓住了，结果呢，主借着他所得着的人呢，是被主得着的，是能够跟宝座能够清楚的有一个正常的有一个 有一个融洽的关系。
Or are we like Peter because he's being captured by the Lord and therefore those people that he brought that through him can truly come before the throne and have a normal relationship with the Lord.
所以你知道 Rima 的话是很厉害的。
Therefore, you know the word of Rima is so powerful.
所以不但如此，这个彼得呢，他们就什么，就把传拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟随了耶稣。
And not only that, therefore, they have been run the ships on shore, leaving all day and followed him.
这个撇下所有不是件简单的事情啊。
To leave all is not something so simple.
我们知道少年的官，主说你要将这个一切所有的变卖送给穷人，然后来跟随主。他说他一看一想想这个划不来就走了。
We know that for the rich young ruler, when the Lord said that you have to leave all things to follow the Lord, then this young ruler felt it was not worthwhile, so he left.
所以跟随主哈，其实不需要鼓励的，你只要被主这样子摸一下抓一下，你就知道你应该怎样跟随主。
Therefore, to follow the Lord does not need to be encouraged. As soon as we are being touched by the Lord, we will know how to follow him.
被主摸着的人，他很自然撇下一切归跟随主。那些你用尽办法在那里催他跟随主的人，你怎么催，他还是保留许多带到自己身上，一点效果都没有。
For those who are being touched by the Lord, then it's so easy to leave all things to follow the Lord. But for others, that even if you try to push him, but he's still not able to leave all things, but still keeps on.
看样子我下次还是要讲，再继续讲 Rima 的话。
It seems I still need to continue to share about Rima next time.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words back to your hands.
我们都需要 Rima 的话。
We all of us need the words of Rima.
无论说的、翻译的、听的，我们都需要 Rima 的话。
Whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, we all need Rima.
教会需要 Rima 的话。
Church needs Rima.
教会需要得着 Rima 的话。来得着洗净，能够圣洁，没有瑕疵，成为荣耀的教会，归给神。
And church needs to receive words of Rima to be cleansed and also become holy without blemish, become glorious unto God.
求你超过我们所求所想的，赏赐给你的教会，赏赐给我们。
We do pray that you give to your church and also us that surpasses our asking understanding.
谢谢主。奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank you in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.